So we've got a very special episode today where we will be in the night stalking criminals. Much like one of your friends and mine, Batman. So stay tuned as we cover the crime beat. It's an episode like never before. Thrills, chills, bank robberies, and more coming up. As part of our Comics Corner, welcome. Welcome to a new episode, as we always do on this show, not just because we're trying to be a Comic-Con, but because we always do it. This is our little Comics Corner. Batman the Animated Series. My God, this is the show that made me what I am today in, you know, so many ways. Well, any of the good parts anyway, you know. The shitty parts, I can't really attribute to Batman the Animated Series, you know, but the good stuff, holy shit. Fantastic show. Pretty much everything I know about science came from that, or anything about science that I think I know that is not true, you know, about how a machine that stops time may or may not work, for example. That probably came from Batman the Animated Series. I highly recommend it. Okay? It's a good show. It's a great show. So today, I'm going to just get right into this. Fighting crime, Batman style. Or not really fighting crime so much as noticing crime. I don't know what the Batman version is of a guy who doesn't really fight crime so much as he notices crime. You know, he's like, I am very aware of crime. And I've seen it, and I am not really into it. You know, I have strong feelings about crime as the Batman. But I'm not actually prepared to do anything about it. You know, to go and beat somebody's ass or whatever. I don't know, do you think that it would be, I mean, to be Batman, let's say. Because I wonder... Here's the thing I've seen, you know, when you see maybe like a bar fight about to happen or whatever, it always seems like it's two guys and they are gonna fight, but they take a really long time from when they've sort of decided to fight, but they sort of don't want to, and they're, you know, trying to get the other guy to punch them first or all that bullshit, right? You know, no, bro, you hit me first. No, you hit me first, bro. All that shit. So it makes me wonder if maybe there's something about it that's easier, you know, as Batman, because you just basically swing down into an alley and start punching, right? You don't say, okay, bro, come at me. You know, I'll wait for you to hit me first. He's just like, fuck that shit. I just hit this guy in the back of the head with a metal boomerang and, I don't know, throw a gas ball at this guy and fucking kick him in the nuts. I mean, how terrible would that be? You're a criminal and you're just like, listen, man, I tried to do like 3 robberies in the last couple months. All 3 times, I don't know who it was. I don't even know that it was the same guy. All I know is somebody swung down out of the rafters and just kicked me in the crotch hard. And there was gas and I was tear gassed and then kicked in the groin and then arrested. And, you know, you'd be surprised how unsympathetic the cops are when you say, hey, man, I just got kicked in the groin extremely hard. And they say, well, I mean, you were also robbing. So there you go. We don't have a lot of feelings about protecting robbers from getting kicked in the groin. I'm okay with this as a cop. Turns out cops, you know, the guys who are like beating people to death and stuff like that, smashing down the wrong door and shooting a guy, turns out they're not real worried about a guy getting kicked in the groin when he's trying to steal a huge money sack with a dollar sign on it. Okay? I think it would be nice for Halloween to be a criminal and just wear that striped shirt, a domino mask, and hold a sack with a dollar sign on it. That's all you'd really need. Only thing is, people might think you are just French. You have to make sure you don't have a mustache, that you have a beard and no mustache. Kind of look like a beagle boy from DuckTales. Life is like a hurricane in Duckburg. So let's look at some of these crimes. Now, the other day, someone pointed out to me a very strange crime in here. I don't know if I can... Oh, I got it right here. So maybe I'll start with this. Now, I don't live in a large city, a big town, but it seems like we have more than our fair share of strange crime or strange calls to the police, and they're all collected in the crime beat in the paper. Now, you get the sense that the person who does the crime beat has a good appreciation for, you know, the foibles of modern man. Let's put it like that. This was the one that really sparked this whole thing. On January 24th, 8:21 p.m., an elderly woman had made dinner in the 2200 block of 20th Avenue, but the dishes that were available in her kitchen, she said, were not her dishes. They were the same brand, but they did not have the right pattern. The woman reported having similar strange things going on in the house for the past 18 months, including someone who she thought took her dresses and left her with different ones. So far you're like, strange. Okay. She also said someone took her generic cotton 36D bras and exchanged them for Victoria's Secret 36 double D bras. Those replacements were not cotton. Now, I'll expose, in case you didn't already know, my lack of bra knowledge. I don't know a lot about bras, or really anything about bras, to be perfectly honest. I feel like, and this is probably based purely on entertainments and whatnot, that that would be an upgrade. That if someone exchanged your bras for Victoria's Secret bras from generic cottons, that would be a good thing. I'm not sure, but I suspect. Here's what's weird about it. Okay, it makes a point that she's an elderly woman and approximately where she lives. Do I need to know that her bras were 36D exchanged for 36 double D? Could they not have just said a different size? You know what I mean? Leave the mystery to me. Leave me to wonder in the night, you know, when I'm alone and... Well, I'm going to leave it there because I'm not really going to get into the masturbatory habits right off, especially when it comes to thinking about some elderly woman's cans. That's the whole thing. Do I really need to know? It's like, maybe I should cruise around the 2200 block, 20th Avenue, huh? Sounds like the old ladies over there are pretty stacked. 36 double D, huh? Or they're wearing a 36D that's spilling over. That's that sounds great. I suspect that a woman described as elderly, I would not enjoy an ill-fitting bra. I have my suspicion that that would not be a good thing. Now, that's a weird crime, right? I guess I would be weirded out if someone snuck into my apartment and exchanged my shit for nicer shit. I'm just going to go on the assumption that it's nicer. You know, I went in, my shitty jeans were exchanged for designer jeans of a similar size, slightly different, but actually they fit better. All my movies were exchanged for better movies, you know, and not just better as in, well, you had X-Men 2 and now it's Citizen Kane. It's like, no, you had X-Men 1 or 3 and now it's X-Men 2. I'm sure there's a non-X-Men example I could use, but I'm sure there's a non-X-Men example, but that's not available to me as a, you know, being who I am, That's the best example I can think of. So I don't know. I don't know. It would weird me out, but I don't know if I would call the police to stop. Here's what's weird, too. I like how she says, oh, the dishes are different. That's the last straw. You don't want to call when your bras, that wasn't the last straw. That wasn't the one that started to say, okay, that's crossed the line. Because if it was the dishes, I don't know, who cares? Dishes. Who gives a shit? Or your dresses is weird. But once it gets to your bras, and once the person is suggesting, you know, hey, listen, I think it's time to step up to the big leagues. Okay? That double D bra. How would you even, I couldn't imagine on the flip side being that guy either. I am now sizing bra. I have no fucking idea. If I saw someone, if I just saw naked breasts, what size bra that would be, I have no idea. I don't even know if I could say small, medium, or large. You know, I think I could differentiate between like, all right, not very big and real big. Those are the two bra sizes I can say for sure. I believe the number refers to how wide it is at the back. So I suppose the longer the number, the wider at the back. But I think that's not also always true and may also have effect if your breasts are coming away from your body, how long it has to wrap around your body. I really don't know. Although it seems to range pretty small from like 32 to 30 something, you know, so that doesn't seem to be a big difference. So anyway, I don't know. I have a lot to learn about bras. I suppose there's a lot to learn here about old lady breasts, but I don't think that's something I need to learn about. If that's something that comes up later in life, so be it. Let's cross that sagging bridge when we get to it, huh? Let's not worry about, you know, I don't need to inoculate myself, look at pictures of old lady breasts and be like, well, just so I'm prepared for what's coming down the road. You know, I could probably just deal with it when it gets here. I mean, I didn't do that when I was like 17 and say, I'm going to look at porno of ladies who are like 30. Because that's probably about the age of someone I'll end up married to. So I'll just get ready now and be attracted to that. You know what I mean? I started to wonder that, though. I was like, maybe if you watched like older lady porn, not old, but you know, so I, being a man of 30, start watching ladies of 40, right? And maybe I start to sort of Pavlovian respond to that. And therefore, if I don't get married until I'm 10 years from now, I'll be in great shape. I'll be like, I've been fantasizing about this for 10 years, and it would be true. You know, and then if I hit, then I set a little timer and it's 45. My iCal goes off and says, like, start jacking off to 50-year-olds. The only things I have in my calendar are, like, my own birthday for no reason. And, you know, each 3 to 5 to 10 year period, who I should be jacking off to now. What age group I should be sort of aiming for. I feel like this gets complicated, too, because, you know, I'd have to start actually looking into the lives of porno stars more than I'd prefer. Saying, oh, okay. Well, let's see. How old is this one? 42. That's a little young. I'm going to have to find somebody else a little more age appropriate, by which I mean age inappropriate, before I really go to town on myself. I feel like about 10 minutes ago I said, let's not really talk about me jacking off. And then I just was like, but here's another thing about me jacking off. The end of this police call, by the way, while the elderly woman was on the phone with the police, her husband was in the background and said none of the things had actually happened. Police did not find any reasons to necessitate taking a report. So there you go. So the whole time her husband's in the background going like, you're crazy, that didn't happen. And it does sound unlikely, right? Sounds like a real senile old lady. I don't know why she's got to be announcing her bra size. Can you imagine, too, you're the dispatcher. You're like, you know, 911, what's your emergency? And she's like, someone's replaced my 36D bras with 36 double D Victoria's Secret bras. All right, well, send me a picture and I'll decide if we need... what are you going to do? Ah, the cat bra burglar that we've been chasing. So that's the story that got me interested. And then I decided to just kind of continue looking and find some more stories. So let's explore the seedy underbelly of this town together. December 5th, 9:19 a.m., a caller wanted police to check on horses that were outdoors in the cold. The caller was concerned and said the horses looked skinny and didn't have access to shelter. Police responded and found that all of the horses looked fine and noted that horses don't need shelter. Is that true? I mean, I guess that's true, right? They lived outside when they were wild horses. I kind of wonder about that sometimes because so the other night I'm out jogging and it's snowing like crazy, you know, which is a great time. You would think it'd be a horrible time to go out, but it's the perfect time. Nobody's driving around. You're like the fucking Omega Man out there. It's beautiful. And the snow is visually distracting, so it's not the same old boring shit. It's real nice. This is probably why people like doing things like hiking to a fountain or a waterfall. You know, one of those fountains that God built. What do you call those nature fountains? A waterfall. Not as cool as a real fountain, because think about it. You know, a fountain's shooting up. Waterfall's just kind of lazily falling water to the ground. But nonetheless, and I was out there and this car pulls up and is talking to me and I got my headphones in. I'm like, what? And I pull them out and she says, now I'm thinking she's going to be saying something like, are you okay? What are you doing out here? She says, hey, have you seen a dog? You know, and I say, no. She says, okay, well, if you see one, we live on, and she told me where she lived and that was not the correct. She told me 12th Street. She meant 12th Avenue. So I was thinking, well, even if I find your dog here and I have to go to 12th Street, how am I ever going to get your dog to you over there? I can't carry it that far. That's like 5 miles away. But she meant 12th Avenue, which was 5 blocks away. And then, you know, I had to ask her, like, well, what's the dog's name? Should I see a dog? What should I call him to try and get him to come? And his name was Bear. So I was like, all right. Thinking, man, it's kind of snowy and shit. But then I was thinking, I don't know, man, dog's probably fine out at night, right? I mean, how cold does it have to get before a dog really starts to be like, oh, shit, I don't know if I could survive? And our dog survived many nights on the back porch. And she did not look warm, I'll tell you that right now. But she also didn't pass away. Not one time did she pass. Well, once she passed away. But up to that once, she did not. And I don't believe her passing away was from, you know, she did not freeze into a dogsicle. So I don't know. Maybe horses don't need shelter. They can just walk around outside. Also, horse looks skinny. I mean, a horse would have to look like fucking Walking Dead for me to know it was skinny, right? I would have to see ribs, and not just the outline of ribs, actual white ribs poking out, and maybe its skull. Before I could say, Jesus Christ, that horse, you know, it would have to have like no head before I would be up to calling the cops and saying, I think something's wrong with this horse, you know, or have an arrow sticking straight through its brain, like that thing you can jokesters put on their head, that headband you put on, and then it's got an arrow. Let's see. 11:29 a.m. that same day, a male was standing near the intersection of 14th Street and 12th Avenue in a white camouflage jacket. Police contacted him and discovered he was just a student who was waiting. So somebody calls and says, like, there's a guy wearing a white camo jacket on the corner. And then the cops roll up and they're like, what are you doing? And he says, I'm a student and I'm waiting. You know, that's like pretty near the campus of school here, by the way. So that would make complete 100% sense. The things that people call, how do you have the guts? You know, I would have a hard time if it was like, well, I got back to my apartment and all my stuff was gone and there's a huge swastika on the wall. And now I'm calling you. And I don't really know where we go from here. Is that the kind of thing that you're interested in, or how does this work? Let's see what else we got. 6:16 p.m. A reporting party was selling a blender online, and a man interested in buying it wanted to pay with a check. The man was trying to send the seller a check for more than what she was asking and told her he wanted her to return the extra money to him. So basically, some motherfucker is selling a blender on Craigslist, and the guy wants her to be a check cashing service where he's like, I'm going to write this for an extra 20 and you can give me the cash. And then I guess she said no, so he's like, I'm calling the cops. What the fuck? I mean, I am not a fan of the law enforcement, but good Christ. What do you want me to do about that? She doesn't want to cash a check for you? Yeah, it's 2014. I mean, go fuck yourself. Let's see. December 6th. A cat was reportedly stuck about 30 feet up a tree and had been there for 3 days. The caller wanted to know what he should do about it. It was not his cat. That's the end of that. Okay. 6:42 p.m. I mean, what do you say about that? Hey, there's a cat 33 feet up a tree. What should I do about it? And it's not my cat. And they're just like, figure it out. 6:42 p.m. A caller advised police that there were, quote, people walking around in groups, end quote, and it was suspicious. Yeah, 6:45 p.m., there are people walking around in groups, not as single people, more than one of people. I find this suspicious, highly suspicious. Ah, this is why the cat came. So the next day, afternoon, a separate caller from earlier in the week called police regarding a cat that had been stuck in a tree for 4 days in the 700 block of 21st Street. The caller had been told there was nothing police could do to help, but the caller was not okay with that. Police were contacted again, and the caller said the cat was, quote, way up there and was very upset nothing could be done. The caller was going to try contacting a tree service with a bucket truck. So, I guess, you know, somebody says, okay, someone contacted you regarding a cat up in a tree and you didn't do shit. It's the next day, the cat's still fucking up there. I'm a separate guy, by the way. I don't know. Not the same crazy calling. And cops are like, fuck it. What do you want us to do about it? I don't know. Don't they have that whole truck that's just supposed to have animals in it? I mean, it looks like, by the way, that animal control truck, it looks like it holds about 40 dogs and then 10 squirrels, and you could pack a raccoon on the top. How many goddamn animals do you have to pack into one fucking car? You know, I would advise, if it were up to me, you know, unless this is some kind of dog apocalypse and you just got 50 dogs roaming the streets, how about you go get an animal and then you take it back somewhere and get two. You don't have to go out and make a round. You know, it's not delivering pizzas where you got to take 8 at a time. You have all day and all night, by the way. Here we go. And then about an hour later, a caller in the same area of 21st Avenue was also concerned about the cat stuck in the tree. Police told the caller they spoke with another neighbor and said they couldn't do anything, which made the caller irate about the situation. Police told the caller to leave food out and try to lure the cat down. The caller said they were going to contact the media. Awesome. I'm alerting the media that you guys suck ass. I like how the cops are like, here's what you're going to do, okay? My cat, if you open a can of tuna, the fucker comes running. So this cat's been 30 feet up a tree for a couple days. Just open a can, leave it on the ground. He'll come down. He'll come down when he gets hungry enough. I mean, to be fair, I don't know. Do cats ever go up a tree and then just stay? Or do they go up and then they're like real stuck and scared and then eventually just decide like, okay, well, wouldn't they just eventually pass out and fall out if nothing else? I feel like eventually they would just say, well, clearly no one's coming for me. So, you know, time for this cat to take life into his own paws. And do that creepy thing they do where they sort of crawl face first down a tree. Like they're a goddamn Hellraiser beast. What else we got here? The next day, 7:38 a.m., a resident got a call earlier in the morning stating that her electricity was going to be shut off if she didn't meet someone at the Dollar General nearby. The caller was told it was a scam, and he said he knows, but still wanted someone to track the phone number. That's a pretty weird one. Hi, this is the electric company. We just wanted to let you know, unless you come meet our representative at Dollar General, by the way, it's about 6:30 in the morning, at Dollar General, for some reason, we will be turning off your electricity. That seems very unrealistic. You know, it's a weird thing that I kind of was made aware of that I didn't know about, because I remembered this about when I moved into my apartment, and now it came up again when I moved out. So, you know, after I got cleaned up and everything, the landlord was like, all right, make sure you call and cancel the power. You know, and he says, the power still works in the apartment. It's just you won't be billed for it anymore. And, you know, so take your name off it. I don't get the bill. It just goes into limbo. I don't know. So that got me thinking, like, man, I should have canceled the power like 3 months ago. Fuck it. Just be like, oh, yeah, I'm moving out. So no more power. I mean, how long does it take before they then call the landlord and say, hey, what the hell, buddy? You know what I mean? Because when we moved in, I remember the power was on, and after a couple days, we had to call and say, hey, we live here now. We got the power. So I don't know if you need to save like $20 this month and you live in an apartment. I guess just you're moving out. You know, let's see if they'll accept that. If you could just call and say, well, we're moving out, so see you later, guys. Let's see. An intoxicated male in a black leather jacket was kicking a tiny dog in public because the dog couldn't get over the curb. The man was cited for failure to provide humane treatment. Kicking the dog because it couldn't get over the curb. Do you think it was... I like how in a black leather jacket, central casting for evil bastard. A caller notified police that some kids had caught a chicken in a cage in the 1300 block of 13th Street. Now, why they caught a chicken in a cage. Why would there be a chicken? That's my question. What chicken is there to catch? You know, if someone told me to go out and catch a chicken, like fucking Burgess Meredith yelling at Rocky, crap and thunder, all that shit, I don't know where I would find one. I would just go driving around farms until I found one. I wouldn't think, oh yeah, 13th Ave and 13th Street. I mean, it's comforting. Many of these crimes are happening in my new neighborhood. So it'll be interesting living here, no doubt. No doubt. Don't speak. I know just what you're thinking. No, I don't need your reason. 12:52 p.m. A man was reportedly carrying a black duffel bag, yelling at himself, and shadow boxing near the Greeley Country Club. Man, there's a fucking shit. And he's throwing a left hook. I mean, that seems strange, but I don't know. Do you think if you get that call as the cops, you kind of just roll over there and then watch and be like, well, I don't know. Not really doing. He's got a black duffel bag and he's shadow boxing. Seems fine. 2:10 p.m. Someone had questions about setting up a beehive in their backyard. You can set up a beehive in your backyard, sir, as long as you watch the motion picture My Girl all the way through and then still think it's a good idea. 2:17 p.m. A woman in the 1600 block of 7th Avenue, that is like one block from here, kept finding raw meat and animal remains in her backyard. It was an ongoing problem, she said. Raw meat and animal remains. Jesus Christ. So it's those evil Jamaican guys from Predator. A caller's 15-year-old son was on Facebook when an unknown 23-year-old female sent him a private message with a nude photo. The caller wanted police contact. That's the worst in the world. I can't even imagine a world of Facebook and internet when I was 15. But if someone who was 23 sent me a nude photo, which probably wasn't a real thing, but just having the nude photo, just the idea of that would have been enough for me. I would have had to strap belts around the ankles of my pants so I didn't fill them with cum until it came out of my my pant cuffs. Let's see. 10:39 p.m. A man reported having ongoing issues with his 23-year-old son who lived with him. Officers had gone to the address the previous day, but the problems persisted. While he was doing laundry, the son yelled at the caller for doing laundry. Then he took his father's television controller and hit it. The caller wasn't sure what to do, but he wanted to consult police for advice. Police advised him to evict his son. He's 23, he's hiding your fucking remote. It's like, okay. I mean, if my son was living at home with me at 23 and we were having screaming fights, I think I'd be like, I think it's time for you to go. And then he hides the remote, I'd be like, it's definitely time for you to go. What I said before about, I think, I'm upgrading to it's definitely. I mean, it's not really about you hiding the remote. It's about, this is the level of discourse in this home now. We're hiding each other's things. Here's what I'm going to hide from you. Your entire home. So go. Good luck, buddy. Enjoy. Let's see. A couple and their son had recently bought a house in the 1500 block of 6th Avenue. That's about two blocks from here. In Greeley. While they were digging under the house in the crawl space, they found a bunch of bones that did not appear to be animal bones. They also found a bag with even more bones in it. A coroner and a forensic pathologist were called to the scene and determined the bones were possibly from a calf. Damn it. That started out good. That started out real good. I like how they say they did not appear to be from animal. The only way I would know for sure that a bone was not an animal bone is if it either had fried chicken piece on the end or looked like baby back ribs. Here's a great idea. Has anyone ever tried this? Like, you're going to hide a dead body. You also go pick up like a couple buckets from KFC, spread that shit all around. So then when they find the bones, they find all this old KFC, you know, you get sides and stuff and throw the trash in there. Then they just think like, ah, some asshole just left all his KFC trash out here. That's what all these bones are. You know what I mean? Some of these look a little large, but what the hell do I know? I mean, if I saw a bunch of KFC and a bunch of bones, I don't think I would say, oh my God, this is someone hit a corpse under KFC bones. I'd say, it's been a while since I had fried chicken. Just think about this. Let's see. That's our old woman, our friend there. Let's see. Someone called the police with questions about a neighbor who was shoveling ice chunks, quote, the size of boulders into the street. Oh, God. Yeah, this is like one of those neighbors doing too much shit. You know, these are the kind of people who I would really like to sponsor to live in cabins somewhere where they have no fucking neighbors. Although they might die. I just watched this movie, Robot and Frank. It's about this old man. He gets a robot companion voiced by Kevin Spacey. Every time there's a robot or an alien, it's always Kevin Spacey. They're like, you know what Kevin Spacey's good at? Having his voice in a non-human body. That's the perfect thing. So, you know, it was to be their companion. What they really need to do for old people is just move neighbor robots in next door. Because then they can watch the robots and be like, these fucking robots are, you know, piling up their trash on my side of the driveway here. Motherfuckers. And then they could call the cops, and the cops just call the robot reprogram people. And then they get to see the change happen. You know, they get to feel like I did something. I changed the neighbors, you know, with my complaints. Something I never thought possible, complaining and changing the neighbors. But we did it. A man wanted to speak with an officer about a series of animal tracks in his yard. I want an officer. Are you a real police officer? I need someone who works on the streets. Real John McClane type, if you got one. Second to that, Tango and Cash, I would take... I think Cash. Was he the more wild one? Because I think that's the kind of man I need to handle this job. There are animal tracks out here, and we've got some problems. Let's see what else we've got. God. Okay. Noon, January 16th. A resident in the 1100 block of East 24th Street Lane reported a neighbor's dog that was on the loose and defecated in a yard. Police responded and said they did not see any feces in the yard. Now, so this is like basically what that implies. It's not only funny that someone called and said that, they're like, and the dog took a shit. And then they say, okay, well, that's where it crosses the line for us. You know, we got to keep some semblance of order, and that just breaks down if people are shitting or animals are shitting. That's pretty much the biggest sign of the breakdown of society. So they toured the area and said, I don't see any shit. That implies that they had to, at some point, walk around just looking for shit. They are literally looking for pieces of shit in a yard to decide what to do next. 12:21 p.m., busy day, someone wanted police contact regarding another woman who was posting things that weren't true about her on social media pages. The caller wanted to know if that was criminal. If I was like, hey, Jennifer has herpes. Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Can't you just tell her to fuck off or something? I mean, come on. Give me a break. 6:45 p.m., a male was laying in the lobby of the post office in the 900 block of 11th Avenue. The caller was concerned about the man's safety. Yeah, I can see why. Just laying in the lobby of the post office. That doesn't seem like a good situation. January 18th, 10:22 p.m., people were reportedly running around and rapidly ringing doorbells in the 600 block of 47th Avenue Court. The commotion was causing a dog in the neighborhood to bark nonstop, disturbing neighbors. Okay, ringing the doorbell, that's a... yeah. Let's see. A 16-year-old was reportedly in the backyard with a small shotgun in the 3400 block of 23rd Street. This person was allegedly shooting rabbits. Allegedly. Oh, this is one of my favorites. 3:56 p.m. A caller reported four loud booms coming from the area around the 2500 block of 3rd Street. A separate man had called police earlier in the day to report he would be shooting off a cannon with blanks every time the Broncos scored a touchdown. He was ultimately contacted for the noise violation and discharging a firearm. So I like how this guy's tactic, I mean, it's an interesting tack. He says, I'm going to call the cops and tell them, like, hey, just so everyone knows, I'm going to be shooting off a cannon every time the Broncos score. And as long as, if I don't hear back from you, I'm just going to assume it's cool. Right? I'm going to just assume everything's fine and that we're all good with, I mean, go Broncos, right? Go, you know, blue and orange. Go, I bleed orange. Let's see what else we've got. 11:12 a.m., January 1st. A caller reported seeing an older man with a long gray beard who was dressed in all black and had a hood pulled over his head. He was standing near the intersection of 40th Avenue and 7th Street. The man had his arms out in front of him and looked confused. Upon police contact, he said he was fine and was walking to a friend's house. In zombie fashion, I guess. I like how he's just, you know, he's got his arms out in front of him and looks confused. Better call the cops. I mean, yeah, maybe he's confused. It's January 1st, 11:12 a.m. That's the, you know, they've got the New Year baby and the old year old man. I mean, he is an old man, but he's fucking 1 year old. How much is he going to know? He's going to seem real fucking out of it for being an old man. It's because he's one. You know, and he's seeing his life end at one. He's just learning what that means, sort of. And is like, oh, shit. What am I going to do? Ooh, this is a good one. 7:32 p.m. Someone near a caller's residence in the 1400 block of Glenmere Boulevard had a wireless network name that contained an offensive and threatening racial slur. Oh, that's just the end of it there. Of course. Do we not know? I mean... Tell me about the 36 Double D. You can't tell me what the network name is. Just pretend it's, you know, well, for the sake of reporting, it's, you know, Jewish Black Bastard or something. You know what I mean? Something. Kill all the Italians. Whatever it's going to be. Well, I guess I had a racial slur, so, you know, kill all the WAPs. Something like that. I mean, shouldn't it be? Can't you tell us? Isn't that the whole fun? It makes me want to go cruise around with my phone. I mean, there are some real fun wireless network names, right? And now, you know, it's so common you find them anywhere. I don't know. Can you name your wireless network whatever you want? I mean, you're sort of broadcasting a signal, but you're sort of not. I don't. That's a great question. Could you just name wireless networks crazy shit? You know what I mean? Just set up networks around town that are just locked up, but, you know, they just say, like, fuck yourself, die. Just put someone's name that you don't like, set them all around town, be like, Greg Clark is a piece of shit. And just put them everywhere so people are like, oh, Greg Clark's a piece of shit. One day, maybe he'll come and be like, oh, man. He'll meet someone he's never met, and they're like, oh, yeah, I know you. You're a piece of shit. Let's see. January 3rd, 10:50 p.m. A caller heard a loud boom and thought someone just blew up a porta potty on the south side of Allen Park. There was smoke coming out of it. Again, it just ends there. You don't want to, you know, mention like, yes, it was blown up, or no, it turned out to be bullshit. They just say, oh, there was smoke coming out of it. They drove by, there was, you know what? As a cop, I see a porta potty, it's in a parking lot. Smoke coming out of it. I move up the fuck on. What am I going to do? Put it out? Put out a shit fire? A plastic and shit fire? I think not, my friend. I think that you just got to live with that shit. Let's see. A caller notified police that in an ongoing dispute with his neighbor in the 7200 block of 21st Street, the neighbor purposefully used his snowblower to put snow on the caller's truck. The caller said he, quote, wants this handled. That makes it sound really ominous to me. You know, it's like, that makes it sound like a fucking Joe Montana is like, I want this handled. You know, a mob guy. You listen to me. I want this guy handled. He blew fucking snow all over my car. I want this motherfucker handled, if you get me. And the guy says, I think I get you, boss. And he like screws a drawer pull into his fucking forehead and then pulls his brain out. Let's see. 10:35 a.m. A caller's 8-year-old grandson stole money from a wallet, and the caller wanted an officer to respond to talk about stealing money. These are some of my favorites. You know, it's like your son, your grandson's 8. I mean, this is probably not a super uncommon thing, right? 8-year-old grandson steals some money out of a wallet. That can't be the completely craziest thing for an 8-year-old. I would think as parents, at some point you have to make it clear what stealing is. Because when you're a kid, the lines seem very blurry. You know, and your parents' money is their money, but at the same time, you're like, but you have so much and I have no money. And also, I have no earning potential. You're just making me go to this fucking school. I don't make any money there. Nor is there opportunity for advancement. You know what I mean? I can't figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. So to steal the money doesn't seem so crazy to me. I don't know. But can't you just tell him, like, oh, well, you can't steal. This is the worst person. I'm your grandma. I give you money and cards for a holiday, you know, the 4th of July. It's not a money holiday, but if you're going to get money, it's going to be from me. You're fucking it up if you're stealing it from my wallet, though. I'll tell you that. You're going to get blank cards for the next 10 years that say, bet you wish you hadn't stolen that fucking money when you were 8, you dumb bastard. 1:04 p.m., a resident in the 5000 block of 25th Street called police to report that a ladder had been placed against the side of his house. He said he wasn't expecting any construction work and found the situation suspicious. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty good. I would say that seems suspicious. I don't know if I'd call... That's a tough one. Because at first I'm like, what an asshole, ladder. But then you start thinking like, Why is there a ladder up against my house? I mean, I guess I always think of things in terms of apartments, you know, where you're just like, I don't know, man. One time I come home, the fucking building next door is on fire. What am I going to do? You know, or you just, if I saw a ladder up against the building, I'd be like, oh, shit, I live on the, listen, it must be nice to have the security to live above the surface of the earth where someone wouldn't have to crawl to get in your window. Must be nice. Must make you feel real unsafe when someone has a ladder. Let's see, November 13th, 10:45 p.m. A woman called police to report that her husband had come home drunk with his mistress and forced her and her two young children to leave. Oh my God. That's a good one. So what we're seeing there is like a guy comes home wasted with his lady he's banging on the side and tells his family to get the fuck out of their house. And I guess as the wife and mother who's not drunk, I what choices do you have? I guess you do have to just sort of be like, all right, we're going. You know what I mean? Maybe you can't really do anything about it. Or maybe it's best. You know, you're like, I don't know. We could try and preserve some semblance of normalcy in this family. Whatever vague shreds of that remain, we'll try and, you know, keep it going. Got to keep it going full stream. Let's see. 9:56 a.m., a man in his 20s was reportedly yelling on his phone and then screamed at an elderly woman who asked him to keep it down. Shut up, you old bag. And then she was like, well, I'm calling the cops. Although it didn't look like he had, it was her who called the cops. We got one more. If you find one more. Let's see. I mean, this is real wild stuff, isn't it? Crime. Crime doesn't pay, is what I'm learning. Here's a good one. 9:24 a.m., November 17th. A man called police to report, quote, strange things happening in his house and said that someone fixed his bathtub stopper sometime from 3 to 8 a.m. He wanted an officer to investigate. I mean, that is so weird. I don't understand what is going on with these people. I mean, this is really good. Oh, okay. I just need to do this real quick. One last one. A woman near 35th Avenue and 16th Street told police she was being stalked by Slash from Guns N' Roses. She said he was wearing a top hat and had curly hair. The woman eventually told police she was fine and had just had a disagreement with her boyfriend. The officer noted the woman had blood on her costume but had no visible injuries. This was on November 1st, by the way. Now, it's unclear from all of this whether or not was she talking about actual Slash from Guns N' Roses or a Slash this having been Halloween? You know what I mean? There's just so many good, you know, some real short ones. A man was near Red Lobster along US 34 saluting cars as they drove by. A caller had a question about peacocks. A male was reported dancing on top of the Linkin Park gazebo. There's someone dancing on top of a gazebo. I really thought you should know. Ooh, that's one of my favorites. Some guy just gets up there and he's dancing. He has no idea that someone's calling the cops to report this. As a cop, too, I don't know. That, to me, that seems like some low-priority shit, right? Just like, well, okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess now that it's been pointed out to me, I have to stop it. But honestly, I don't know. It depends. I mean, if he seems to be dancing in a festive fashion, a non-threatening fashion, probably let it go. You know, he's feeling to beat the rhythm of the night. I mean, how high is the gazebo? like 8 feet off the ground. I think he's going to be okay. He got up there. He's not like a cat who's 30 feet in the air. He can't get down. All right. Well, this is where we leave you. I hope you enjoyed our trip into Crime Alley here. Thanks for listening. You know, keep staying tuned. Listen, we want to broadcast live from Comic-Con. I think we want this to happen. And believe me, you want this to happen too. Because it's going to be great. So if you could do me the favor of doing an iTunes review, for the love of fuck, I think we have one iTunes review. Just give us 5 stars and say, great show. You don't have to do any big stuff. No one's going to know it was you. Okay? Just fucking do it, please. For the love of God, please, please, please. Just say, we're a great show and give us 5 stars. And then I'll be able to make fun of some fucking nerds. Okay? Alright, we'll see you next time. Chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one, you chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father, you chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister, you chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give you no break. Police now give you no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your